Holy fucking shit, it's the fucking new year already. January 1st, 2021, bitches. We got several stories to get to today. Other than that being the new year. I wasn't too happy about it about it a couple days ago, but I just found out about it. It came as a shock to some people. The Chicago Cubs traded Yu Darvish and their backup catcher, Caratini, to the Padres. I didn't catch to see who they got in return. But Yu Darvish is now with the Padres, along with backup catcher Victor Caratini. So the Cubs don't have those two anymore, and that clears cap amount for whoever else they decide to bring in. The Chicago Bulls got their second win yesterday. They beat the Wizards 133 to 130. I'm actually happy that the Bulls won, but they got a long way to go if they're going to try to win anything. Now we had a couple actors die. Dawn Wells, a woman that, even though she died, I think was it yesterday or a couple days ago, she died, and she was the lady, she played Marianne on the TV show Gilligan's Island, even though I've never saw a particular episode, but that's what she was known for. She was 82 when they had her death listed as complications due to COVID. Rappers, John Fletcher from Houdini died, and then the most recent one was MF Doom, I think was the guy's name. So he ended up dying. That guy was only 49. The Fletcher guy was only 56. That kind of sucks. They both died young, but you know. And then the most recent one was today. Was the actor Mark Eden. I didn't catch really to see what he done, but Mark Eden died. He was 92. But other than that, I'm also. And I didn't talk about this on my YouTube channel, but I should have, and I might put up a video on that later about a movie review. I was watching the movie The Irishman the other day, and it's like a mafia film. Basically, it was centered on Jimmy Hoffa's life. And I was watching the movie the other day, and it's got an all-star cast in it. There's a lot of great actors in that movie. Like, you had Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci. Al Pacino's portrayal of Jimmy Hoffa is going to be well remembered. But you had Al Pacino playing Jimmy Hoffa. You had Robert De Niro, who was supposed to be like his worker that worked for him. And then you had Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel's in the film. And also, it was one of the last movies that Vinny Vella did before he died, where he plays the meat packaging manager. And then there was like several other people that are in the film too that are so well remembered. And it's well worth the watch, even though it's 3.5 hours. It's well worth the watch for the film. Then I went out and bought a book the other day. I'm trying to complete a series of books that I have called The Trials of Apollo. I have the first one, and then the third, fourth, and fifth, but I'm missing the second, so I gotta get the second book to complete the series. And I usually, when I read books, I start from the first, and I won't read the third, fourth, or fifth until I get that second book. And then there was two other books at my job when I was at Meijer yesterday that I saw that I want to get, so I gotta wait until tomorrow to try to get them. But I'm finishing up one of my books right now called Too Much and Never Enough. I got like another 70-something pages to go before that book's over, before I start on any other ones that I got. And I had an interesting time talking to Hans from the Overnight Drive yesterday. We basically talked to each other. Me, Hans, and Andrew are getting to know each other basically from our frequent talks, from being interviewed and everything like that. And we were interviewing each other through the Overnight Drive video on Instagram yesterday, so we had a talk. Basically, so we were talking about just different stuff and anything, and it's pretty funny that they know almost everything about me and everything like that. I know almost everything about them from what they talk about from listening to their podcast and everything. There's a girl that I'm trying to get with. She's at my job, but it's a matter of being able to work up the courage and ask her out. And it's not always easy because I've always been the person that's kind of shy to talk to a woman. But basically, like, but me and her are the only two that really talk to each other at work. We don't really talk to anybody else. And so that's just one thing that I have to work on, is being able to talk to her. And I haven't really watched any movies in the last few days, so that's going to be another thing. I'm way behind on my movie watching. Oh, damn, that would have. I said. Now, this kind of sucks, though, too, because he died young. But Vern Troyer, who died 2 years ago, it says that if he was still alive today, he would have been 52. Or actually, 3 years ago. Damn, it's coming up in 3 years already. Fuck. Now here's another one, good singer. Tank doesn't get the recognition he deserves. Tank is 45 today. And then you got actor Morris Chestnut, who's 52. Best movie role I think he's ever done, Boys in the Hood, back in the 90s when he starred alongside Ice Cube in the film. Now, I started this thing the other day, and I think I talked about it on my other podcasting. I started this thing called Alpha. I didn't start the actual website, but there's a website called Alphabet Deals, and if you create an account with them and you share out links and stuff like that, then every time somebody clicks on the link, they give you like 10 cents for each time somebody clicks on the link. But then if somebody decides, okay, they want to buy the item, you get a 10% commission. So far, nobody's brought the item, so I've been getting the 10 cents every time somebody clicks on the link. And I started it like a week or two ago, so I made $15 and just like $15.60 in I think the 2 weeks when I started the email thing that they gave me that I told was set up with them. So I made about $15.60 just from people clicking on the links. I said right now people are just struggling with money, so they're not gonna go out and buy anything really right now anyway. But I was like, even $15.60 isn't too bad. Or I think that's what I was making was 1560. Let me see. Yep, 1560. And then I gotta check my 401k because now that's gonna reset. I might not be able to check it right now, but because it's a new year, I don't know how the website does it or how they carry it over. The other day I actually came across this guy, but sometimes you come across people by accident. And it's like, so even on YouTube, you could spend hours just randomly finding people on YouTube. And so that's what happened with me. I was randomly searching on YouTube and I came across this guy, channel called Think Media. And the guy's got some great ideas in what he talks about, and he's telling you like how you could build up your channel. He's like, if you're like a new person to YouTube, he's like, this is what you should do to build your channel. He's like, here's three things that you shouldn't do if you're trying to build your channel. Yesterday I think he had a thing built put up, and the thing had to do with how to build your channel, but these are three things you shouldn't do if you're starting. He's like if you're new to YouTube, he says, don't make your videos too long because you're not well known yet. So he says, if you're gonna start YouTube, he says, don't make your videos longer than 8 minutes. He's like, because then people are not gonna be interested in what you have to say if the video is longer than 8 minutes if you're new. Also, he says, don't give your videos misleading titles. He says, a lot of people have a tendency to title a video one thing, but then the video is clickbait. He says, don't do that. And then he also said something about thumbnails. So basically, when you do a video and you put a thumbnail up, then he's like, basically, Don't basically, he says basically, don't give the video a misleading title or a thumbnail. And then there was like a third thing. I forget, I have to watch the video again, but there was like a third thing he brought up. But one was making the videos too long, another one was lazy titles and lazy video titles and thumbnails, and then there was like a third one. But there's so many, I said I can't keep track of all of it. Then he just posted up a video earlier today, and I have to watch it. But his videos are considered long because he talks about ways you can build up your channels. But he started off his videos at like 10 minutes, and then he branched off into doing 1 hour videos because now he's well known, and he's been doing it for over 10 years. And I don't know if there's any more basketball games on today, but let's see here because it's the new year. I'm gonna enjoy my day off on my job, so I don't have to work today. So that's a good thing. And let's see, the Bulls play tonight against Milwaukee Bucks. Let's see how that goes. And then I don't have to be at work again until tomorrow at 8 in the morning, so I might just pick my books up tomorrow. So then I don't have my fucking uncle bitching about every fucking thing that goes on and what we bring in the house. That's what he did yesterday. My uncle bitched about every fucking thing my mom brought. See, I was at work. I worked yesterday, but I had a short shift yesterday. I was only scheduled for like 4.5 hours yesterday. And people were saying, but why the fuck did you show up to work? I said, because I need the fucking money. Why else would somebody want to work? Even if it's 4 hours, I'm still getting paid for 4.5 fucking hours of work, so. So I ended up working, I think, actually I came in at 1:30 and I clocked in, but I stayed from 1:30 to 6:30. And then I gotta go, and then in the next few days I gotta go and look at everything in my room, try to get rid of certain things that I know I don't need anymore. My uncle tried to get me to get rid of my books. I said, you know, half these damn books you're trying to get me to get rid of, I haven't read yet, so they're gonna stay. I've been trying to make a budget because I've been trying to cut back on my movie buy-in because I'm running out of room in my bedroom, and because I only got one bookshelf that has the movies on it, all my other movies are taken up by sitting on this table, and there's a table I have where you're supposed to eat at, and there's movies piled on that, and then there's movies piled in my dresser because I have nowhere else to put them. So they're just piling up and piling up and piling up. Eventually, it's gonna get too much to the point where I can't walk in the room. I said, I got over 1,000 movies already. I said, I'm running out of room here. So I've been looking into to places to move to. And I'm trying to find a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and hopefully I can find one because, but, and the problem with Indiana, though, is that if you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, they're gonna want like $1,500, and that's money I can't afford right now. And somebody's car alarm just went off. Happens around here all the time. Let's see what we got here. And but when I was talk but let me get back to what I was talking about with Hans from Overnight Drive. We were talking about basically me trying to get with this girl, and he's saying, just go talk to her. He says, just go ask her out. He says, make sure you get her number. I said, yeah, but some people are just hesitant like that. But, you know, some people don't want to give their numbers out yet right away unless they know them. But I'm 32. I'll be 33 in June. And this girl, she didn't say whether she turned 21 or if she's getting ready to turn 21, but she said she was like 21. So if she's already 21, then she might be 22 this year. And And she was basically talking about how crazy she is, and she's just like me, we're both fucking nuts. And so I've been talking to her, and basically I'm like the only person that she really talks to at work. She doesn't really talk to anybody else. But me and her talk a lot when we're on break and everything like that. So when we get our breaks at work, we talk to each other a lot. And but we were talking about like basically trying to get with her, basically, and everything like that. And so basically I told her, I basically said that, yeah, I like this girl, but it's a matter of being able to return the feelings. But I said, well, she's always talking to me, so we don't know yet how this is gonna play out. But I gotta see if she works tomorrow or not when I go to work tomorrow, because I work 8 to 2 tomorrow, so I might see her at work tomorrow if she works. If not, then she doesn't. But hopefully she does, so I can talk to her. Then basically we had talked about basically Amazon, because my mom has the Amazon wish list, so my mom can order anything off of Amazon, and I don't have an Amazon account, so basically I don't really order anything from Amazon. And he's telling me, oh, I should get one. I said, well, I thought about it, but then I'm like, do I really want to have anything from Amazon? Because a lot of my stuff does come from Amazon, so when I order shit offline, it does come from Amazon, but it comes through my mother's name. But one of the nicest things I did do was I had gotten a gift card from Meijer, and we decided to use this gift card from Meijer to order my mom a shower chair, so when my mom showers, she could sit down and she doesn't have to stand up all the time when she's showering. So we got her like a shower chair where she's, so that whenever she takes a shower, all she's gonna do is just drag the shower chair in there, put it in the bathtub. She could sit down. She could shower basically just by sitting down in the shower chair, and that's about the only good thing I could get for her. I don't think she's used a shower chair yet, but she might be, but she might use it eventually. And then we went out and got a, and we went out and got a brand new shower rug that we're gonna lay down on the bath on the bathroom floor when we get the chance to do that. So when I finish my one book, Too Much and Never Enough, my next book will be The Rage by Bob Woodward. That's another pumpkin tit bashing book. That book talks about how pumpkin tits downplayed the virus and everything else like that. And that's my second book to start with, and to start with after I finish my first one here. And I love to read, so don't get me wrong, I love reading. I said, because you can never learn. You can never learn a lot of stuff unless you read. A lot of people are pissed because when it comes to minimum wage, and they're talking about raising the minimum wage and everything, the state of Indiana is still keeping their minimum wage the same as it was 12 years ago. The minimum wage when I moved out to Indiana in 2009 was $7.25 an hour, and it's still 12 years later. Fucking $7.25 an hour. That fucking shit needs to raise up, because right now, I said, the state of Indiana is in a shit and is in a shit turmoil. It looks like shit, basically, street wise, everything like that. And you don't want to fucking raise the money. Fucking cheap bastards. Just like that fucking greedy Grinch, Moscow Mitch. Fucking ignorant. The fucking dick had the fucking nerve to block a $2,000 stimulus paycheck. Because he doesn't think we need it. Fucking greedy bastard. And a lot of people had basically went after Moscow Mitch for blocking this fucking thing. And he sent and basically Bernie Sanders, who's 80 years old and damn near on his deathbed because of how old he is, fucking went after Moscow Mitch and said, people need this fucking money. He says, you basically let the unemployment lapse. You basically people are fucking struggling, they're facing eviction, and you don't want to fucking help them out, you greedy fucking bastard. And what did Moscow Mitch make last week from his fucking paycheck? $3,000. So we know his fucking, so we fucking know his old ass ain't struggling. So what we have to do is that there's a Democratic runoff election. It's in the Senate, so basically if these two senators that are Democrats win, then Moscow Mitch loses the majority of the seat, and the Democrats can pass what the fuck they want to pass for the next 2 years. And we could do a lot within 2 years if the Democrats win. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I don't support either party, but my views align more with the independent and Democratic views. So basically, I don't care basically if the Democrats win or not, but I would like them to so that we can get that $2,000 check passed. Right now, we have to settle for 600, which ain't shit. So the 600 is the cheapest. That's what we're guaranteed. But when Joe Biden gets sworn in, he wants to pass that $2,000 stimulus check, and if he can do that would be good. But they should make it retroactive back to when Pumpkin Tits first declared the virus a pandemic, which would have been March of last year. So imagine if they were able to do $2,000 a month retroactive to March of last year. That tells you how much money you should be getting back, and that's what we should be getting back. I said because we're like one of the richest fucking countries. We could afford this shit. And then the Republicans are making excuses as to why they can't give us this money. Okay, so they finally put us. So actually, this rapper MF Doom, he actually died back in October of last year, but the family put it up yesterday. I said 2 months after he died. I said, why wait 2 months to fucking announce his death? Well, but like I said, 49 is still young to die from. But can't change what is. It looked like I just hit the 1,100 mark on my 401k. I said it's gonna build up every week because I'm putting 10% in. But I told my mom, I said I'm not raising the percentage on my 401k again until I get my next pay raise, which probably won't be until about June or July of next year. But I mean for this year anyway. So if I hit my 700 hours by June again, then I can raise my 401k percentage again. But right now I'm contributing 10%, which is still a decent amount. But you can contribute up to 15%, and the more you put in for your percentage wise, the more it builds up faster. And one of the nicest things yesterday was that when I went to go work and I got my break yesterday at 3:30, I went to go get a coffee, and this guy George, who's one of the workers that works at my job, brought me a coffee yesterday for work, so I didn't have to pocket out money. And I told him, I said, okay, maybe next time I'll get you back then. He's like, for what? I said, well, you brought me a coffee. I said, so the next time we see each other, I'll buy you a coffee. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. I said because it was kind of a little bit chilly yesterday, so he buys me a coffee yesterday. We have a coffee shop in my job at my job, and it's a little small place. It's big enough to fit maybe five people. Workers, and then there's a little small table where you could sit down and drink your coffee, and that table is only big enough to fit maybe four people. So basically, you could fit about nine people inside this little coffee cabin. Basically, that's the name of the place at my job. It's called Little Coffee Cabin. It's because if you look at the design, it looks like a little cabin, and with a little window that people just stand by, and they basically, and that's in that little window. Is where the people take your order at. So, but you gotta walk inside to be able to get the coffee. So right where this little window was where they take the orders at, I'm standing there, George is standing there, and he asked me, what do I want? So I went and got the Mountain Escape coffee. And I brought it yesterday. I asked for a large. It's like a $6 coffee. If you do large, it's like $6, but if you do a small, it's like three. But I went with the large to keep me warm. And I told him, I said, well, I could always get you a coffee too next time. He says, well, don't worry about it. So eventually he was nice enough to buy me a coffee yesterday because with it being cold out. And and people were bitching the other day because it was snowing out, and I'm trying to keep warm, so I ended up getting a coffee when it was snowing, and people were saying, "Oh, there's a storm coming in. There's a storm coming in," and all we got was like 1 inch of snow. I said, "That ain't a fucking storm." I said, "Tell me when the snow tell me when the snow covers the whole ground." And then it eventually turned to ice a little bit overnight, and that's about it. So that wasn't really a storm. Let's check my movie apps and see what I've been checking my movie app too to see what's came through. There's this one app that I downloaded called Yes Movies. That's the app that I watched the movie Irishman on. And they've been putting a lot of these new movies in. I haven't really got a chance to watch anything really since that Irishman movie because I was working a whole lot. Even though every now and then Meyer does it, but I got my holiday pay for Christmas. But since today's New Year's, I don't work today, but I still get the holiday pay next week because I worked yesterday and I work tomorrow. So eventually I get the holiday pay for that too. But eventually, I haven't really got a chance to watch a whole lot of movies since The Irishman. So I got so, like I said, I'm way behind on my movie watching. And there's so many movies that keep getting released. Some of them look really good, some of them are just crap. But still, I've watched crappy movies before just to entertain myself. And I think the crappiest movie I think the worst movie I ever watched was that crappy movie back from the 30s called Gone with the Wind. Most boring movie that you could ever fucking watch. And I watched it only because I was forced to. But now, if there's a movie that I can watch over and over again and not get bored, it would be The Godfather. Well, there's a guy. There's a guy that's this story just came through, so this is pretty interesting. This is coming from a town, Seymour, Indiana, and basically the guy brought a Powerball ticket, and it says he might have. It says that this guy has a pretty good chance at becoming the Indiana's first millionaire for 2021. He went in on a Powerball ticket with a friend of his, and basically, it's rumored that the. It's rumored that the ticket is worth it's rumored that it's $1 million. Basically, he had brought a ticket the other day, and this is shit you gotta watch out for because when you go into like places to buy lotto tickets, sometimes these people will say, "Oh, your ticket's a loser," and it's not. And so he did a second chance thing, and then he eventually on the second chance he won 12,000, and if he gets all the numbers that he needs, he will be a millionaire. So this guy is 46 now. So if he gets the $1 million and he sets it and he sets his price and he sets his investments right, he could retire by the age of 48. Now with all the shit that I do, I'm starting to invest in a little bit. Like I said, I got my 401k. I just gotta know the proper investments to be able to invest in certain things. So if I invest right, I could be retired by the age of 50 if I choose to, if I invest right. Yeah, it's kind of early, but I'm eating pepperoni in the morning. That was pepperoni in the morning for me. But if I could find a 3-bedroom, 2-bath in the state of Indiana, I'd be happy. That's why I started this Alphabet Deals little account thing, so that when I get money back, I get money back. But one of the guys at my job, he quit yesterday because he's a cop, so he's gonna become a cop full time. And so he's leaving Meijer because he makes more money being a cop than he does working at Meijer, so he's gonna take the job that pays him more. Which is the smartest thing, basically. You go with the job that pays you more. But I think with the cops and everything, they get paid every 2 weeks. So like for me, I stay at Meijer because I get paid every week. And there's not that many jobs that do that. The one job that pays the most, that pays every week, is the oil refinery and the steel mill. But problem is, I don't have much experience in those fields. Shit. Yeah. I tried applying to the steel mill about a year ago, and I didn't get in. That's one of the hardest places you'll get into. But at a steel mill, you can make about $20-something an hour just doing it. Just like at an oil refinery. If you were working at an oil refinery, you could make about $7,000 a month just doing that shit. And then if I did get into an oil refinery, I said I would be happy to do that because it's good pay, and I would love to bring in $7,000 paychecks. But it's a matter of being able to know what you're doing. See, there's more to working at an oil refinery than just pumping oil. You gotta know exactly what you're doing, exactly. You gotta know how to run the machines. You gotta know how to do this and that. And it's a lot of fucking work. But I applied to that, and I said, but once my mom passes away or something like that, then I can go and get a job like that. Then I won't have to have her on my ass all the damn time saying, "You don't know how to do this. You don't know how to do that." I said, "What the fuck do you think training's for?" I said, "They fucking train you to do this shit." And then, of course, when I was talking to Hans from the Overnight Drive yesterday, and I had mentioned about buying this book, I told him I only have one. I told him I'm trying to complete a book series, and the book that I just recently purchased was called The Trials of Apollo, Book of Nero. That's the fifth book in the series, but I'm missing the second one, which is The Dark Prophecy. That's the one I'm missing. I got the first book, which is. Hold on, here, I'll tell you a minute here. There's The Burning Maze, I think is one of them. I think one was called Burning. Okay, The Hidden Oracle was one. Then you had The Burning Maze, The Tyrant's Tomb, and the fifth book is called The Tower of Nero. But The Dark Prophecy is the second one, and I'm missing the second one. So once I get that, then I can complete the series of the books. And the guy that wrote the Trials of Apollo is the same guy that wrote Percy Jackson book series, and the books were a lot better than the movie. Even though I do have the two Percy Jackson movies that they made, but the books were better. Because there was more in the books, there was more written in the books than there was in the movie, and the movies have a tendency to leave out a lot of shit because they're on the time budget thing, so they leave out a lot of shit. That's really about it for today because I do got to get some videos posted on my YouTube channel too. So we'll talk about that later.